Sensuality is tactile. It's four-dimensional. Living a sensual life is multi-layered. It's about taking in everything through every possible portal. Our lives are composed of the things that we see, taste, touch, smell, feel, and intuit. I believe that sensuality is the celebration of the miracle of life itself. Sometimes it's bitter, other times it's sweet, but bitter and sweet can be a delicious combination, which is why lemonade is so popular, right? So beginning today, I'll be occasionally sharing some of my favorite people, dreamy places, delightful things, amazing experiences, and must-read books, of course. So here's volume one of the Directory of Deliciousness. At this very moment, I'm listening to the Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff's Summertime. This song brings me back to some of the best summer memories of my life. Back when my friends and I used to mob to the beach, frequent Kappa parties at Long Beach State, and dance in the street until damn near dawn. Those were the days. And I just finished the best book that I've read so far this year. It's called Textbook by Amy Krauss Rosenthal. You might remember Amy as the woman who wrote the poignant dating profile of her husband in the New York Times. The article was published shortly before Amy transitioned into the great beyond. I immediately fell madly in love with Amy's heart, and I'm happy to report that she's now my favorite muse. But I digress. Textbook is memoirish. Amy offers a glimpse of her beautiful mind while also inviting the reader to reflect on things like serendipity and love and connection. So if you've been looking for a reason to be excited about this crazy, sexy, sometimes cool life, this is it. And here's an inspiring video that shows Amy in her element, as lovely and open-hearted as ever. I've also been digging into the DVD crates lately. Yeah, I totally still have DVDs. I recently binge-watched season 2 of Sex and the City. I still, after all these years, enjoy the exploits of forward-thinking and sometimes obviously wounded Samantha, high-strung and often bitter Miranda, head in the clouds and probably unrealistic Charlotte, and obviously core-wounded and maybe slightly past-life-regressed Carrie. And this is an interesting article about sex addiction. Interestingly enough, the medical profession is still on the fence on whether sex addiction is an actual thing. Like, sex addiction is kind of like Pluto. One day it's a planet's last condition, and the next day it's not. In any event, what sex addiction has in common with other types of addiction is shame. And shame seems to be the root cause of a whole lot of emotional strife. And interestingly enough, or maybe not so interestingly enough, shame is the only emotion that has a photographic memory. Go figure. Speaking of sex, if you're looking for an easy guide to sex education for adults and sex toy reviews, you should totally read Oh Joy Sex Toy by Erica Moen and Matthew Nowlett. They have three volumes, volume 1, 2, and 3. It's like research meets comic strip. It's a total gas. They really make sex fun. And sex should be fun, right? So, what do you know about that Kendrick Lamar, though? I have been a fan of Kenny's. Yeah, we're totally in the nickname phase of our relationship. For a couple of years. But before now, I had never listened to an entire album. Don't judge me. I can still be a fan without being intimate with his entire catalog. But anyways, the new album, oh, that new album, damn. He even has a track featuring U2. When I heard that, I was like, what? Anyway, now I don't protest to be a hip hop aficionado or anything, but K-Dot, which is another one of his nicknames, by the way, he has to be one of the dopest lyricists of all time. And that's real. Like, he speaks the truth and he doesn't try to dress it up with pop hooks, you know, like when he rhymes, it really feels like back in the day hip hop, like back in the day when it first started. I just love everything about this new album. So check it out. And lastly, I have been working on my receiving muscle and really trying to open the doors and the windows to allow the flow of abundance in. And so I listened to an episode of the Unmistakable Creative Podcast, which is hosted by Srinivas Rao. And his guest on this particular episode was Garrett Gunderson. It was such an expansive episode. I have actually listened to it twice. So if you're seeking to open yourself up to abundance and let it flow in, I definitely invite you to tune in. That's it for this week's Directory of Deliciousness. Refer to the actual post for links to all the things that I mentioned. Share this with your friends because I think that we should all be living rich, delicious lives, and it is available to us and it's right around us and it can be very simple. So I invite you to explore what's delicious in your world and help others to do the same.